Okay, well, we now have just a little over 1 minute before the space station comes over the horizon. Remember, what we're doing on the ISS is an experiment. So we can never really tell the results, positive or negative, until the experiment is over. And as Mike said, students, please don't forget to say the word over at the end of your question, because that's Mike's trigger to switch between transmit and receive. Okay, in about a minute, the station will be coming over Honolulu. So Mike, I'll hand it over to you guys. Good luck, and it's all yours. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Shane. You're now going to hear the background audio level come up.
Okay.
NA1SS, NA1SS, this is AH6NM in Honolulu calling for a scheduled contact. Do you copy? Over. NA1SS, this is AH6NM in Honolulu calling for a scheduled contact. Do you copy? Over. This is AH6NM in Honolulu, calling for a scheduled contact. We're barely receiving you. We'll keep calling until you get a little bit stronger. NA1SS, this is AH6NM in Honolulu. How copy?
AH6NM, NA1SS, I have you loud and clear. Over.
Okay, stand by. We're going to put the first student on the microphone. Go ahead, please.
What was the first feeling you had when you heard you were going up to space? Over.
Yeah, I was very happy and felt so lucky. And that was a long time ago. And I could not believe to find out that I was selected as an astronaut candidate in 1983.
Over. This is I, asking Bradis Cameron's question. What happens when an astronaut gets ill? Over.
Nicole Dory, other than family, what do you miss most? Over.
This is Matthew Gale. Why did you decide to become an astronaut? Over.
Yeah, that's a good one. When I was 5 years old, Neil Armstrong was about to hold the ship on the moon, and I had a strong longing for flying to space. That strong desire to find space drops to apply to the effort. And I do, and I was actually selected. Over.
This is Angel and George. What is the biggest challenge you have gone through on the ISS?
Over.
This question, actually not on board the station, but on the training. We have training in Houston, Russia, Japan, Germany, Canada. And it is quite often hard to be separated from our family for a long time during training, as well as on the flight for 6 months. So we have a good, very wonderful family support team back in Houston, and I'm very thankful to them. Over.
This is Jack Lilliot. When you get back to Earth, how long does it take to recover? Over.
Yeah, that's a good one. To recover the muscle strength to the level of pre-flight, it takes about a few months, 4 or 5 months after landing. Over.
This is Brian Grinstead. What jobs do you do in space?
Brian, we do a lot of work on the ISS, conducting experiments, repairing broken systems, maintenance, cleaning, taking pictures of the Earth, robotics operation of the cargo vehicles, and if something breaks outside the space station, we have to go out on a spacewalk to fix the problem. Over.
5, this is Tim. What is the weirdest physical effect you have experienced? Over.
Georgina, do you see satellites going past the space station? Over.
Georgina, yes, we see them. They look like really bright stars. Over.
Hi, this is Matthew. What do you do to stop contagion? Over.
Matthew, good question. If a contagious disease gets in the ISS, it's very difficult to stop it. So, we have a quarantine time for a few weeks to hold on so that nobody will be affected by contagious during
the space flight. Over. Hi, this is Ethan Stockwell. What are the best experiences you have had in space? Over.
Yeah, Ethan, seeing the beautiful home planet is the best thing. The view of a home planet, that of the cupola of the space station, is just magnificent. Over.
Hi, this is David. What made you interested in space? Over.
Yeah, when I was small, 5 years old, this American astronaut Armstrong and Aldrin stepped on the moon. This was a big trigger for me to become so interested in space flight. Over.
Hi, this is James asking Hayden's question. What do stars look like from the ISS? Over.
Hayden, good question. They are very bright and do not twinkle as the light from the stars does not come through the Earth atmosphere. The pitch black space looks really three-dimensional with all the bright stars spread around in front of your eyes. Over.
Hi, Jeremy. Why do you like your job? Over.
Jeremy, flying in space is a lot of fun. It is really rewarding for me to work in a human space program with many dedicated people from around the world, astronauts, cosmonauts, engineers, and scientists. I really enjoyed that. Over.
Hi, this is Elliot West. How do you get back to Earth in an emergency? Over.
Elliot, good question. In case of an emergency, we will use toys spacecraft as a lifeboat. We can be back on the ground or on the ocean in a few hours in case of emergency. Over.
Hi, this is Mitchell. How do you communicate with radio cells?
Yeah, that's a good question. We have redundant communication systems on the ISS. We have S-band system, KU-band system, VHF system, and we have this ham radio system as well. So we will be able to use these redundant systems, backup systems, until we recover frailties. Over.
Hi, this is Dharani Damodar. How can you tell what's happening in countries around the world? Over.
Hi, this is James Beattie, and how does it feel to float around? Does it make you feel sick or happy? Over.
James, floating in space is a lot of fun. You can fly through the modules like dolphins. You can fly like dolphins. That's not making you sick at all. Over.
Hi, this is Bradley Lexus asking James Thor's question. Do you run a tight schedule? Do you get free time? Over.
How do you want to be remembered? Over.
Yeah, maybe that's a really good question. I would love to be remembered as the great humorist of all the people in the world. Happened to a lot of people in the next family. Over.
Okay, the space station's about to go out of range. This would be a good time to say goodbye.
thanks very much, and thanks, Koichi. And right back to you, Shane.
Okay, Mike, do you want to close off?
Yeah, this concludes the telebridge contact with the ISS. Great job, you guys down there.
Okay, thank you. Thanks, Mike.
We'll stay on the line.
No problem. Ladies and gentlemen, we've shared a moment of history. Amateur radio station, Alpha Hotel 6, November Mike, operated by Mike Scott, November 6, Golf Oscar Zulu, contacted astronaut Koichi Wakata, KC5ZTA, aboard the International Space Station, who spoke with members of the Australian Air League South Australian Wing. Now for the international volunteer team of ARIS, including the amateur radio satellite corporations around the world, the American Radio Relay League, the Canadian Space Agency, the European Space Agency, the Japanese Space Agency, Roscosmos, and NASA. This is Shane Lind, amateur radio operator VK4KHZ in Glendon, Queensland, Australia, sending my greetings to you all in amateur radio terms 73s, which means best wishes. Excellent job, guys, and I certainly hope you enjoyed it. I think that was a good contact.
Thanks, Shane. Job well done. Dick and Mike in Honolulu, thanks once again for your great effort there. And I won't hold off. I have some presentations to do here at Aloha to you guys in Honolulu, and catch you later, Shane. VK5ZA is now going clear from the South Australian Aviation Museum. Cheers.
Good timing. Shane, could you hold on for just a second?
Sure, mate. Excellent. Thank you, Tony.